Hallelujah to the name of the Lord. The blessings of Abraham is coming upon somebody right now. If you believe it, say amen. The Bible says that Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us, for it is written that cursed is every man that hangeth upon the tree, that the blessings of Abraham might come upon the Gentiles through Jesus Christ. Hallelujah.
Abraham, blessings are mine. Abraham, blessings are mine. I am blessed in the morning. I'm blessed in the evening. Abraham, blessings are mine.
We exalt you, O Lord our God, because thou alone art God. We worship your majesty, Jehovah Elohim, because there is no one like unto thee. The Bible said in Psalm 108 and verse number 5, be thou exalted, O God, above the heavens, and thy glory above all the earth.
Be thou exalted, O Lord, above all heavens. Be thou exalted, O Lord, above all earth. Let the glory be above all the earth. Let your glory be above all the earth. Be thou exalted, O Lord,
Papa, let your glory, let your glory, oh, let your glory, let your glory, Papa.
Oh, Kabul Egalu, Kabul Egalu, Kabul Egalu, Papa, Kabul Egalu, Kabul Egidi, I am Adonile,
I am Adonile.
Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we worship you, O God. We bow down before you because there is no one like you. Who is to be compared unto you, O God? Hallowed be thy name, the King of Kings. Hallowed be thy name, the Lord of Lords. Be thou exalted. Let your name be glorified, O Lord. In Jesus' name. Apostles chapter 10 and verse number 38, that God anointed Jesus Christ of Nazareth with Holy Ghost and with power, that he went about doing good. That Jesus is about to do you good. In the name of
Amara mi gemere mu ya wonye nwuro nwuni ile
mo ma chineke kemere mo banukuru jawe kwema igamere mi chineke igamere mi chineke ana mario
There is a plan of restoration for somebody here this morning. God has a plan for you, child of God. The Bible said in Jeremiah 29 and verse number 11, that he has a plan of peace and not of evil. That he said to give you a future and an expected end. God is said to restore the years that the canker ones, the caterpillars has eaten up. Because everything that concerns you concerns you. Praise the Lord. Jesus, the rock of ages. Jesus, the eternal rock of glory. You are the rock of ages. We are standing on you, O Lord. Hallelujah.
I'm standing on the rock. I'm standing on the rock. I'm standing on the rock. Jesus is the rock. I'm standing on the rock. Oh, oh, I'm standing. I'm standing on the rock. Jesus is the rock. He's my rock.
I'm standing on the rock.
I'm standing on the rock.
I'm standing.
I'm standing on the rock. Jesus is the rock. Yes, he's my rock.
I'm standing on the rock.
Yes, he's my rock.
I'm standing on
him.
I'm
oh, 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 oh. Unshakable foundation, the immortal Redeemer, he that can never, never fail. Lord, I'm standing on you. He that maketh a way, oh, where there is no way. You are the God, there is and is to come.
Appreciate you for the great things that you have done, oh God. Take all the glory in the name of Jesus.
Oh,
kande chepwa bamba chepwa banye di kwani beya kule mbe diye mo kule mbe diye mo kwenu kansoro ni megi weka mbaba ni megi maka asina mezo bongwe mi megi odili yoni rode me kule mbe diye mi weka mzoro ni megi mama.
For somebody here this morning, I see a change of position in the realm of the spirit. The same thing that happened in the book of Genesis 41 and verse number 15. You are coming out of that situation in the name of Jesus. Chapter 13 and verse number 8, the Bible says, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever. He will never change. In your situation, He remains the same God. You are the same God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. You are the same God of Daniel, Shadrach, and Abednego. You are the same God of Moses. You will never change your God.
Yeah, darling, oh, I'm a way.